Delta Airlines flight returns to Boston Airport due to smoky odor in cabin. By Amy Furr on March 2, 2025. A Delta Airlines flight was forced to return to Boston's Logan Airport early Sunday after takeoff due to a smoky odor in the plane's cabin. An airline spokesperson said the flight was on its way to New Orleans, Louisiana, when the incident happened, WCVB reported. The spokesperson explained that Delta Flight 1398 returned to the airport after the smoky odor was detected, adding, "Our flight crew followed established procedures and returned to Boston safely. We sincerely apologize to our customers for the delay in their travels." There were 87 passengers and 5 flight crew members on board when the odor was detected and an emergency was declared to receive priority handling from air traffic control, the report said. The news comes after another Delta Airlines flight made an emergency landing on February 22 in Los Angeles due to smoke on board the aircraft, Breitbart News reported. The smoke reportedly came from the galley of the plane and video footage shows the aircraft making a safe landing. Prior to the Los Angeles incident, a Delta Airlines flight crashed at Toronto Pearson Airport while landing and flipped upside down upon its arrival from Minneapolis, Breitbart News reported on February 17. CTV News reported that one child and 2 adults were left critically injured as a result of the plane crash, the outlet said. Video footage shows the terrifying moments the plane crashed and flipped in the cold weather. Following Sunday's incident in Boston, the plane made it safely back to the gate and emergency crews attended to 3 people. One of those individuals was taken to a hospital for care. On Saturday, a FedEx cargo plane caught fire after hitting a bird in mid-air just after takeoff from Newark Liberty International Airport, according to Breitbart News. Officials with the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, said the aircraft smacked into the bird during departure, which damaged one of the Boeing 767's engines, the report said, adding that no one was hurt as a result of the incident.